I, the Apostle John. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. 3 John chapter 1, verse 4. When faith becomes intergenerational, there is profound joy and thanksgiving in the church and in the hearts of Christian parents. With the spiritual opposition of our world so intense and growing, as we shall see later in this book, we know there are no guarantees that our faith will be our children's. We give thanks to God for claiming our children from the evils of the world and the threats of hell. The gratitude that swells our hearts also humbles us. We remember with tears our many faults and shortcomings as Christian parents. The imperfections of our parenting force us to confess that our children's faith is not simply the product of our merits. So, we celebrate the work that God has done through the church to supplement and repair our efforts. When our children were small, and we were learning what it meant to raise eternal souls in little bodies to love Jesus, we needed the experience and wisdom of other Christian parents. We had little understanding of how precious, powerful, and necessary the care and example of so many others in the church would be. As new parents, we went from times of certainty that we would never repeat our parents' errors to days of doubting that we should be trusted to raise pets, much less children. We and our children needed the collective wisdom and love of our church family. In the church, we were blessed to have peer parents who shared our doubts about our capabilities, more seasoned parents with boots on the ground and diapers in the hamper experience to advise and console us, and spiritual grandparents who gave unconditional love to the children we were sometimes too frazzled to discipline or hug. The Lord worked beyond our innocence, ignorance, and exhaustion through the many days and ways those in the church showered our children with attentive love, examples of faith, and caring discipline that built memories for a lifetime and faith for eternity. Years later, I would find the studies that confirm how caring adults in the church help instill faith in children that is likely to last the rest of their lives. I will share some of these studies later in this book, but when our children were small, we simply experienced the blessing of others' faithfulness and love. We did not fully understand then how powerful and needed these influences in our children's hearts would be. In their preschool and elementary school years, God worked beyond our distractions, frustrations, and ambitions by using the example of others to teach us the formative routines of family and faith. No one had to teach us to cheer at soccer games or to endure music recitals, but we did need to learn how to pray as a family at mealtimes, bedtimes, and before travel. We learned to make memories and form faith beyond church walls by following the patterns of Christian parents who loved family hikes, fishing trips, and frequent hugs. Through peers and older parents, we learned the books and videos that helped to teach biblical truths at reading times, mealtimes, and family events. When we saw others' children memorizing scripture and catechisms, we realized that it was possible and even fun for our children, as long as our pride was not what drove their absorption of God's Word and truth. Sometimes those who made us better parents were older parents, and sometimes they were peers. The peers were going through the consternations and questions of child-rearing with us. Through them, we learned that we weren't strange, or alone, or dumb because we had similar struggles. The older parents were sometimes our cheerleaders, sometimes our guides, and sometimes our cautionary tales. Some we learned to follow, and others, without always intending it, became our brake signals or detour signs. We were also blessed by spiritual and teaching professionals in the church who knew how different children have different ways of maturing, different patterns of learning, and different stages of understanding. We learned through some humbling experiences that children are not just adults in little bodies. When we tried to discipline all our children the same way, despite their differences in personality, learning style, or activity level, church elders